You know, and you know, what's interesting about it was end of February, you and I were up in D.C. for the SVAC committee to where we got to hear the Secretary of the VA give testimony on the PACT Act and their support of that, as well as many others on the committee itself putting their backing behind the bill. And it wasn't, you know, surprising to see a few of the senators up there in opposition of the bill. But it seems that all of those have been worked through, and we have not lost anything in the bill.
Right. No, we have not. So, you know, from the beginning, you know, since we stepped foot on the Hill, it's always been about, I mean, Leroy can tell you, like, he was the first time on the Hill, he was just being released from a 3-day inpatient stay at the War Related Illness and Injury Center in D.C., and then went hopped over to the Hill and did some meetings or whatever. But it's always been about presumption, you know. And through the years, it's been like many people just shutting the doors in our faces and saying, go build systemic momentum and then come back and then maybe we'll have that conversation. So thankfully, you know, having the partnership with you, with Grenstall, with John Stewart, John Feel, where the shaming tactic really got us to where we are today.
Yeah, yeah.
Had it not been for that, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've only been on this journey for a short period of time with you and Leroy, you know, three short years. You guys have been in this battle for 13 years, leading the way, being the voice of so many that, you know, have been disenfranchised.
Yeah.
And, you know, along the way, we've lost so many people, so many people that have been part of this circle, trying to bring attention, trying to bring this issue to the national forefront, to the conversation within the veteran community. And I know all of you out there have probably lost at least one individual in your circle to this toxic exposure situation. So, ladies and gentlemen, wow. Just think of this, right? In the greatest of context, we've got the VA that has given 12, count them to date, 12 presumptions on their own, and 23 presumptions inside of the PACT Act will become law very, very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's 36 freaking presumptions that we've been able to get through.
Yeah. I mean, I think John Field talked about it yesterday. We were on a Zoom call and he pointed out that when they had the James Odroga bill passed, they had no cancers on there.
Yeah.
They had to work their way to that. And so, you know, to have this much accomplished, you know, in the bill and have the bipartisan support, I mean, it's a little surreal. I really never thought that this day would come. But it's here now. And I really, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in and but still not let our guard down. We still have work to do. It's not on the president's desk yet.
Correct.
So I think for all of you watching, like, definitely go, you know, and call your senators, call your congressmen, and put that pressure.
Yeah. And we've asked you all to be involved, right? We've asked you to, you know, write your senators. We've asked you to participate in, you know, the activities that we have brought forth over the last 3 years. And, you know, this is much of your victory as it is for the team here.
Absolutely.
You know, all of this work has been able to bring this to the forefront of the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, like, I can't begin to express, like, this is monumental.
It is.
There is nothing in the last century that has been so much, so powerful in terms of the healthcare for veterans. I mean, this is even, unfortunately, I have to say this, but it is unfortunate that we have to say this. This is bigger than the Agent Orange circumstance, right?
Right.
But here's the beauty, is that we're learning. We're learning. We're not, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our brothers and sisters have died up until this point to where we are.
Right.
Right. But at least we are making amends, right? We've learned from what has happened with Agent Orange and the Vietnam veterans. And I think it's because a lot of us, like we've said throughout the years, we've all watched our fathers and our fathers' brothers die from this. And we still went off on the fight these wars. We still went on the fight for our country.
Like,
and then we came back and it's happening to us and we're not going to take that shit anymore.
No. And like our son, like, you know, and you can speak on that. on the fact that, you know, it's still, it's for them too, right? Like our son joining recently, your son joining the military, you know, this is for them too.
100%.
Other generations.
I think, you know, Leroy, I think that's the biggest thing, right? Is, you know, we've done a lot of work to make sure that everybody behind us has been taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody ahead of us that still has not even raised their hand.
Right.
That, my friends, that right there is where we are learning, and we are making proactive legislation, right? We're not being reactive anymore. Right. And I think that's just absolutely incredible.
Hey, Tim, quick question. For everybody that didn't tune in until just now, what just happened today?
In case you missed it, Senator Tester and Senator Moran, the two ranking officials of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, came to a resolution. And with that resolution of the PACT Act, you know, there was conversation that it cost too much. There was conversation that it was too much burden. Right. It placed too much burden on the VA healthcare system itself. And that was a big point of contention amongst the members of the SVAC. But it appears that the ranking members have come to an agreement and that they're willing to bring this out of committee and put it to vote on the floor, which... And what they're saying in the periodicals and the newspapers floating around and the news wires appears to be sometime in early summer.
Very soon.
Incredible. This is incredible news. So, you know, sorry for you guys of jumping straight into it. We're so excited.
Yeah, we're overwhelmed. I mean, I think even Senator Pelosi released a statement. So did Senator Tester, Senator Moran, like bipartisan support. Yeah. You know, we're seeing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and this is just the beginnings, right?
Right.
You know, but there are some very important things inside of the PACT Act, which we implore everybody, if you have not read it yet, go to congress.gov. You can research the bill, H9367, and you can see what's in there, right? There is a lot of further research, right? That needs to be done. So once this gets signed into law, there is more work to be done, right?
Right.
And we're going to need everybody's help, right, to continue this data, this research, to make sure that we're drilling in closer and closer to the root source, and hopefully bringing some, one, dignity, two, much-needed health care to these individuals that have been struggling for so many years.
Yep, absolutely. Did you have something?
I just, you know, and, Randall, brother, just this morning, I started the tweets come in, and just thinking of those, and I started going through photographs, you know, it's monumental. It's huge. And just seeing, thinking of, you know, Staff Sergeant Will Thompson, you know, with us there in 2017. And it's just, it hits to the core, hits the heart, you know, because, you know, for the last 13 years, I mean, I remember being there at the War Related Illness Center in 2010 and so many closed doors, you know, in the, it's like that first phase, trying to achieve the momentum, but it was a disheartening journey, but how far we have come.
Yes.
And those that have stepped in, this is great Americans and just volunteers and other organizations that have stepped forward. It's monumental. And it's inspiring, you know, especially when you're dealing with, like, I'm just one example.
Yeah.
You know, my health. I mean, you know, today has been just one of those days. But it's then you get news like today, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Just bounce right back up and just keep the, you know, that foot in the accelerator and keep pushing forward.
Yep.
And is that going to stop? I mean, you know, just thinking of the Soldier's Creed, it says, I'll never leave a fallen comrade, never accept defeat. So we keep that momentum together.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I'm excited about, that where this is headed, and we still got, there's work, you know, ahead of us, but I know that we're going to continue to push with some great momentum.
It seems like the work ahead, once this is signed, and to your point, Rosie, nothing is final until there's ink on paper, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, with that being said, it seems like all the things that are going to be happening after that is a much lighter lift than what we have to go through.
and it is monumental. And to the people watching, like, you all are just as much a part of this. Like, we've been the face of this issue, leading the issue. In such a grassroots approach, we've done things that have never been done before. We've tapped into a space that didn't exist, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, reaching out to Grenstyle, bringing in a veteran owned, you know, a veteran entrepreneur, a company that's, you know, that's just been really a reflection of what like patriotism is, and then calling on the 9/11 community and, you know, is standing together in arms and really just mobilizing America to wake up and, you know, unfortunately shaming Congress into doing what's right. And for whatever tactic we used, I'm very honored and proud to say that we're here today that.
And I think there's something very important to say about that, right? We may have shamed a lot of people, but all those people needed to be shamed.
That's right.
And we did it respectfully. I am very proud to say.
Respectfully, right? Like that is our, that's just how we do business, right?
That's
like,
right. You know, and, you know, when, being a politician, there's a certain level of, you know, things that you have that come with the job, right? And I would imagine that this is one of them. But at the end of the day, when I got the information last night, I sat there and I thought about all the people that, you know, have come and gone, right? On this journey. Dr. Kate being probably the most recent of all that.
And can I read to you, Tim, something that somebody tweeted earlier?
I would love it.
Just to show you the impact. It says Calvin retweeted a tweet, right? And so it says, I'm going to tell mom this news. She lost her father and husband to terminal illnesses linked to serving in war. Maybe now she'll have the peace she's been seeking while fighting for her own life. So it's like all these families that are saying their deaths weren't in vain.
Yeah.
It was for something. This validates all of that loss. So, you know, it's not just about a bill. It's for all these survivors and widows and families that can now say, like, even if, I mean, of course, the whole idea is for them to get, you know, the death benefits and all that. But one step further is that they'll have that peace in their heart and they can now rest that none of this was just in vain and that Congress has now acknowledged. And now they'll be taken care of. So yeah, it goes way deeper than us sitting here talking about when the president will sign the bill or like, you know, presumptives and this and that. Like people are looking for peace.
Yeah. And closure.
And closure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I reached out to Chloe Hazelwood last night and shared the great news with her, and you know, she was ecstatic. A survivor, a child that lived without her father. And And there's more stories about those individuals than I would like to even talk about, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a real thing. So, you know, I'm over the moon. I know you're over the moon. Yeah. Leroy, I know you are as well, my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping we get to sit down with our audience here in the near future and your journey and where you are at right now in the Bion Accelerator and stem cell and what it's doing for you. Ladies and gentlemen, like this man sitting in front of you right now has been through a lot.
Yeah.
And stem cell is a method of treatment that is out there. It is having incredible impacts on you, my friend. I see it every day. I see you. And this is, we just continue to put up W's, and that's what it's about. You know, it's been a long road. It's been a tough road, much longer and tougher for you guys. I want to say thank you to both of you for not giving up, right? And having that determination, and that conviction to say, you know, we're doing this for more than just ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you truly did that. And we're not there yet, but I think it's a good moment in time to stop and take a knee, look at the success, look at what has been accomplished.
Yeah.
And then we reorganize and we pick up and continue moving and continue to fulfill the mission.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. So, we have a Guest Line Warfighter episode coming up next Thursday where we'll be talking about Memorial Day weekend coming up. Very special moment for our community, a very special moment for our brand, very special moment for Burn Pits 360. Mm-hmm. Not only is it the what I mean by the Memorial Day as being the special moment, but there's a special moment that Burn Pits 360 and the Grunstall Foundation have been invited to Rolling to Remember,
right.
And it is
formerly Rolling Thunder.
Yep, formerly Rolling Thunder will be there on Saturday the 28th in front of over 100,000 individuals sharing a little bit about what toxic exposure and the PACT Act with everybody in that audience. I'm super excited.
Yeah. So thank you to AmVets for making it happen. Yep. Right. Because they're the reason we're actually having this rally, and we'll let everyone know more information about, you know, joining us on that Saturday.
Absolutely. So we'll have Joe from AmVets on next Thursday at the episode 13 of Gaslighting the Warfighter. Wow, 13 episodes.
I know. That's crazy.
I think that's our 1 year anniversary too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
goodness.
Right.
Thank goodness.
1 year.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of great information to come, guys. We want to just really get this in front of you, hear from the mouths of the individuals that have been in the trenches doing the fight for the last 13 years and really share this moment of accomplishment with all of you at home. Because, again, this none of this could have happened without your help. Rosie, Leroy, you know, your contributions here to our community.
Yeah, to all the families.
Families.
All the advocates in all the states. I mean, Tim, these are people that are going actually door to door.
Yep.
Knocking on doors, like if they're leading a political campaign or something. But the importance of it, I've never seen anything like it. And then there's billboards going up soon in Michigan and Ohio. Like, they're serious. I know some Gold Star families are sponsoring their own billboards, and they want people to know who their loved one is. Those are going up soon too. Like, this is a movement like no other, and we're just so glad to lead alongside all of you. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, this beautiful thing about this brand that I love so much is this idea that this will defend, right?
Yeah.
I think it goes beyond the Army, goes beyond the military services. You know, one of the things that you and I talk about a lot, and I sent that same thing to you this morning, is, you know, the first interaction we had, I said, the grunts are here, and we're going to secure the beachhead. And I think that we did that, my friend. And,
oh, yeah.
The infantry always comes through.
He never forgets that. Yeah. He talks always, about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just amazing, brother, how you know, and I share with the people in the community. I said, man, this is amazing. I mean, it's just a fellow brother who's also, you know, been affected by exposure, who's lost, you know, great friends alongside, who they served alongside, who perished because of toxic exposure. I said, but... So this fellow brother, he lives up to, you know, to the motto, this will defend. And that's one thing, it's hard to believe, almost like 3 years ago, you know, you came up and approached and you say, hey, the grunts are here, and you've kept your word. And that's awesome, brother. It's truly a blessing to us. And, you know, I was there again this morning seeing those tweets, and it's like just, I remember just this playback, you know, 2010. And when I had my lung biopsy, it's a quick story. There was a family that received this in Asheville because I couldn't fly back because the doctors were afraid that my lung would collapse, so I had to wait. And the Pennington family, Stacy Pennington, mm-hmm. and she had been advocating for her brother who passed away from exposure.
Steve Ox.
Step Sergeant Steve Ox, 101st Airborne. And I still have his photograph there in my office, and I left it there, and it's been there for years, and it's been an encouragement because we're their voice. Those that are no longer here, those that were with us in, you know, congressional briefings, some are no longer alongside, but they're in our hearts.
That's right.
And it's those voices that through us, through our efforts, our joint efforts, that we kept them alive. That's how we.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
That's what fuels this effort is fueling us.
Yeah. And so thank you to the families that have been just on the forefront. Like, you know, even though... Like, for them, they're not going to really benefit from the bill, but they still are in the trenches. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I don't want to close without thanking Senator Moran and Senator Tester for getting us to this place today.
That's right.
Because it's really important.
That's right. And, you know, it's been a tough journey, right? I know that I've gotten a lot of messages from people like, why are you standing on the Hill with, you know, Pelosi, or why are you standing next to Durbin, or, you know, all these other individuals?
Because that's what it takes to get
things
done.
That's what it takes, right?
Right.
And sometimes you just got to look past the politics of it all for the greater mission. And,
that's right.
You know, that's what got us here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And with that, I think we're going to end this out. We just, again, wanted to share this information with you guys at home. We want to get you inspired to continue to go out there and spread the word. Continue to go out there and get in touch with your representatives and make them know, make them understand that we are not stopping and we have more work to do, and we're going to get this bill signed, and things are going to be amazing. And we're going to do some historical shit, my friends.
That's right. More historical shit.
So we'll see you next Thursday. Join us at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for episode 13 of Gaslighting the Warfighter as we talk about our adventures to Washington, D.C. Memorial Day. We'll be sharing some time with AmVets and talking about toxic exposure on the one of the greatest holidays and weekends of celebration as we celebrate our fallen. And we'll see you soon.